Dark Horse Live, episode 102. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Tonight on the program, Daz is here. Daz is in town, so we'll talk to him. But first things first, my dog pissed on my Puffco.
On or in?
In, on, around, in the bowl, and the grinder, and the ashtrays. I don't know why I'm leading the show off with this, but yeah, my dog pissed in my Puffco, and it's been that kind of week, okay? So that's why we're leading off, all right? I think it was Monday. The dog fucking, maybe it was Sunday, either way. The dog jumped on the fucking kitchen table, off one chair on the kitchen table, a little pug, fucking pissed all over the Puffco. And I was like, should I clean this? But I'm just like, there's no way. I was like, I'm going to be thinking about smoking piss no matter what every time I hit this rig for the rest of my life. So I pitched it, and I'm salty about it. But anyway, let's move on with the show. So now that you know how my week started off. All right, THC's strain of the week.
All right, so this one right here is going to be Skittles Snowman. Canarado never released these seeds. Got these probably around like middle or late March or something like that. These right here, this one that you're looking at is the number 5. This one was one of the keepers. I kept the number 3 and number 5. Coincidentally, Dark Horse has a keeper, number 3 and number 5. My number 3 was heavier on the Snowman. Number 5 was more mix of Skittles and Snowman. 3 was really frosty, really resinous, chunky, dense, short. Like, the only thing that I didn't like about it is that it definitely took on that Skittles root and trait. But this number 5 right here, this one had like the best of both worlds. It's kind of got like a Skittles, licorice, lavender, bubba thing going on. Definitely more sweetness compared to the other ones. I was looking for something that was heavier on the Skittles side of the terp profile. A lot of these came out on the Snowman. But this one was closest to the middle. So this one right here is probably going to be the one that I eventually start working with and putting out there. So everybody else will get a chance to see it eventually. But in the meantime, I have Skittles Snowman to Spritzer. So I will be releasing those in the future. Make sure you get hands on those. If you are interested in the Skittles Snowman crosses to Spritzer, make sure you look out for the number 3 or the number 5.
There you go.
Is that a clone you're releasing?
Yeah, so the 3, I might have, it might be like dying. It's pretty much almost dead, but the 5 for sure, I know I have backed up. The 3 was just really, really, really fucking hard to grow and keep alive. It's almost like Skittles. It's really hard to fucking keep around. Definitely took on that trait.
That sounds like a Skittles cross. All right, here we go next.
What the actual fuck did you just say to me right now?
All right. I can't find it. There it is. Caesar, welcome back to the show, bud. We actually didn't announce that or say welcome back. You were gone last week. You were missed. But tell everybody what the hell you were doing. And you came back and you were coughing up blood. So I'm going to bring everybody in on this. Bro. But what in the actual fuck? Caesar's coughing up blood?
And you kissed me earlier?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you.
There's Daz, everybody. Daz, welcome to the show. Caesar's here with us. All right, Caesar, take it away. What is up with this, whatever event that you attended? First of all, tell everybody why you think you're coughing up blood, and then second, tell us about this event that you attended in New York City.
So I've judged in my 10 years of doing High Times judging and judging other competitions. Smoked a lot of weed, a lot of weed in the past 10, 12 years, something like that. But never have I ever smoked a strain and then my throat really instantly started hurting. Like, I feel like I got the worst strep throat. And I wasn't sharing joints with nobody. This was just me simply smoking a few entries, not smoking them all the way through, pretty much enough to get the taste and, you know, all that stuff that I needed to get off of it. Out of 33 entries, I think I probably went, like, through 5 or 6 of them. My throat was really hurting by the time I got to, like, the 5th or 6th one. I didn't think anything of it. I thought my throat was just dry, cotton mouth or something like that. But the rest of the day, it just was not getting better. And then I went to sleep. It was kind of hard to sleep because my throat was hurting as I was sleeping.
Just like scratchy?
It hurt to, like, you know when you get strep throat, it hurts to swallow or yell or eat anything like that. It felt like that just really fucking bad. I woke up the next morning and, you know, everybody, you know, hawk spits in the morning right when they're about to brush their teeth. But when I hawk spit first thing in the morning, I pretty much, it was fucking blood in my mucus. I've never seen this before. A big chunk of fucking blood in my fucking hawk spit. And I just was fucking freaking out. I really didn't know what the fuck to think. So it's probably been a week since that happened. Like, right now, it's not nearly as bad as it was a week ago, but I was just real fucking freaked out. I called Dougie yesterday, and I was just like, please, like, make sure they get everything from now on gets tested, because this shit isn't cool. Like, I've never had this happen to me ever from smoking weed, and this happens after smoking the first few entries of the
event. I remember the 100K Grand Prix. I think the cat that won it even said, like, I don't know that I could do this again next year. Like, my fucking lungs and throat are like, it's like toast from smoking some shit weed. It's like, it doesn't take very much shit weed to just fuck up your shit, like when it sprayed shit. I don't know why I'm thinking of this, but remember when people were like putting baking soda on weed, like in New York or everywhere, when people were sprinkling baking soda on pounds to try to give it that like sexy glisten?
People would sprinkle sand. In Amsterdam, I heard people put sand on their nugs just so it could weigh heavier.
I've heard sugar before, but never.
No, baking soda? No. It used to be like squirt lime juice on your nugs. If they fizz up, like, you know, you got baking soda weed.
Now I got to worry about smoking fucking lime juice weed now.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's, if you're buying a pound, you take one nugget out and inspect it. It's almost like you're buying Coke now or something, where it's like, give me a tiny piece so that I can put it in my thing, and like you see in the movies, and turns blue. Okay, we can buy this Coke. Now it's like, give me a nugget so I can squirt some lemon juice on it and make sure that you didn't fucking put baking soda on it or some weird shit.
So now I'm fucking afraid to smoke weed. It's been a week.
I mean, like, was it like blood cough, the way there's like headband and you feel it around your head? Was that like
not like I felt like I always needed a Hawk spit after a few minutes. And every time I tried, like, you know, Hawk spit, and I would pretty much fucking, like, after that first really bad one, I took a picture of it because I've never seen myself fucking spit up something like that.
took a picture of it.
I had to. I've never fucking seen that shit before. So, first day was the worst. I kept spitting up like little chunks here and there. I saw it in my fucking phlegm and the mucus and all that. Happened for the first 3 days. After that, I really haven't seen it much. But
do you know who grew it or what strain it was?
I have no idea. If anything, I don't want to say.
Nothing stands out, or is there something stand out? You're like, it was, this motherfucker poisoned
see,
me.
No. I definitely, it's going to sound fucked up to say, because y'all going to be like, fuck you. I know for a fact I smoked an OG, and right after I smoked an OG, that happened. Fuck you guys if you're going to think anything of it, but that's the last thing that I remember smoking, and then that happened. But
and then I blacked out.
That's that fire OG. That's that cough up that blood OG. Like,
no, man. So because of this, like, I don't want to judge any cups if they're not fucking, if the flower's not tested. This is just a real fucking concern of mine now, because I really don't want to go through that shit again, and I don't want anybody else to go through that again. So, like, I've been contacted, like, right after this event, like, two other competitions was announced, and people asked me if I wanted to judge. I'm like, are the entries tested? Because I really can't risk my health if they're not tested at this point.
I mean, you've tested like what, 30 to 50 cannabis cups or something, and most of them
high times I've done 18 most overall,
of them probably untested.
High times, most of them I'm pretty sure were untested up until like recently, and then most of these other like underground cups, like most of them, not all, were like unregulated, untested. But I had never smoked anything that made me react that way.
Sure. I mean, other than the weed kind of fucking you up, was there good weed? You kind of showed some.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can show it off, but brought back some nuggets from this event.
So now, like, this was what, 20, this is what, April 2015, when the last big High Times Cup was out here? That was when I was officially like, I can't do OG no more. It was after that. So now, after seeing all these entries, like, there was so many fucking runs and gelato entries, I just can't. Like, I don't want nothing.
How much
to
OG
do.
Did you have to smoke? Because I know you smoked them all to like, be a fair judge.
Probably two or three, but I'm telling you, it was all fucking runs and gelatos and all that. I'm like, I can't. Like,
you actually smoked the OGs?
Yeah, he does.
Had
when
to.
He's judging.
Whenever I'm judging, I have to smoke.
That's where that OG face comes from. That's where the emoji is.
No, that's a judging face.
It's a judging face. That's the OG face. Like, that's where that emoji record comes from on Twitch. Yeah, that's Caesar's OG face. Yeah. But so other than the event or the flower part, how was the event? Because I heard basically it got shut down. Like, I know it was a multiple day thing. It was like a 2 week thing, really. But it was Dougie had multiple events going on throughout the week. And I guess one of the bigger ones at some house party or big event kind of that he had planned on a Saturday or something, he showed up and I heard it all got shut down. Like, Nicka T got on the radio or the DJ booth. It's like, everyone pack up your shit. We got to go. But yeah, tell me what you know.
First day, the first event that was in Brooklyn, it was in Bushwick. It was from 2 to 10 or something like that. We were there probably like 4 hours and they shut it down. It wasn't even 6 o'clock. The event was supposed to go on until 10. They shut it down. I think it got double booked or something like that. So we had to get out of there. And that was a buzzkill for most people. So most people either went to the next like smoke lounge, they went to the next spot to hang out at, or people just dispersed after that. So the next day,
how was like the getting kicked out part? Was it like calm and collected, or was it like everybody get the fuck out? Like,
No, they like start to inform you. If anything, people just have to start breaking down. We got to get out of here.
Really? Yeah. Way before the scheduled end time. Do you know what the other event was that fucking booted them out?
No idea. From what I know, from what I heard, I think it might have been another cannabis event.
Another cannabis event? Fucking
kicked out. I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
One of the biggest cannabis event, what would you call them, like, people, lost a venue to a local New York City something? That's interesting to me. And probably a bad move because Dougie has, what, 100,000 followers? And not that Dougie is going to go trash him, but that's kind of the wrong guy to boot out of your event, whatever, out of your venue space if you double booked it.
Yeah.
That seems pretty stupid.
No, he actually just texted me right now asking me if I'm feeling better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Word.
I don't know if he's watching, but a coincidence that we're talking about this and he just hit me up.
And then he had another event the next night and it got rained on. Like, so, Dougie seemed to have the worst luck this whole week.
Unfortunately, like, but I mean, we made the best of it. It's still fun. Yeah, the second day was a rooftop event. It was in Queens, Long Island City. Very nice view of the Manhattan. But that one got rained out like halfway through. He had umbrellas for people, which he was prepared for when it did rain.
That's
so
crazy.
But that one got rained out. It was still fun. That one was when the Alchemist was there performing and DJing, so that one was pretty cool. And then the next day was the award show. That was at Harbor Night Club.
What one?
What one? What category?
I thought it was just flower, but
no, there was pre-rolls. There was solvent, non-solvent. There was pre-rolls. There was hash. There was flower.
I mainly care about the flower. What's the flower victor?
The flower victor was, I believe, Jet Fuel Killer, JFK.
Compound.
I think so. And that one
at least
was
compound part of it. I can tell
that one was grown in New York.
Yeah, so, of course you know it's grown in New York. He pounding your chest. You're wearing all your New York shit today.
Damn right. Damn right. Y'all California gonna start asking for New York packs soon. I'm telling you, I quote me on this shit now. But yeah, let's see. First place for non-solvent was Second Breakfast, number one, Fresh Press, entry number 50 from Ripple Wellness. Number one, solventless vape was Super Lad of Solventless Straw Nana, entry 6. First place concentrate was Dump Truck Funk. Live resin from Ripple Wellness extracted by Green Truck Labs. Holy shit, that was a lot.
Just because you can't say it right doesn't mean you have to yell it louder.
I got to slow down and say it. Excuse me, I'm not trying to yell.
That's how he speaks clearly.
First place edible was 100 milligrams hash rosin chocolate fruity pebbles flavor. Entry 22 from Royal Genetics. First place flower, Backpack Boys and Mata with the JFK Jet Fuel Killer. Entry 71, which you have in front of you. Top 10 pre-roll, first place was Lemon Cherry from Heady Heads, entry number 80. And Solvent Vape was 007 Live Resin, entry 32 from Friendly Farms.
It didn't travel well because it's flat.
All the weed, like a lot of the weed was wet. Like, and that was my issue with a lot of the entries. Like, if you look at my notes, like most of the stuff says it's wet next to it. It was just too wet to grind up.
Looks like it like traveled like in a Bible, like pressed brick from back in the day, but it smells delicious.
It still smells great. Yeah, it's to me it smelled like spritzer. That's why I really liked it.
Let me check it out.
Yeah. Cool. Obviously, best of is now a situation that Dougie's trying to kind of do. We'll try to get Dougie on here when he's less busy, but maybe we do a show with him. But yeah, he's like the best of is now going to be, he's going to go to like city to city and kind of try to rinse and repeat.
Yeah. So it's going to be, he's going to take the competition to other regions. So the next region is going to be, New England, and that's going to be, best of New England is going to be during Freedom Rally. So let's get all these New York people to enter the New England one. Come on. Let's get all the East Coast people.
You just said, come on, but are you going to sign up to judge now that you just got your lungs fucking scraped?
He did ask if I wanted to judge the next one. He did say, I mean, it's kind of fucked up time to mention this right now. It's like,
do you want to judge? I know your lungs are bleeding out right now, but I got the next one coming up. You want to judge?
At this point, like, that's kind of like one of the last things on my mind. It's been like 5 days since I smoked a joint. Because last time I tried, it just like irritated it all over again. And like, it was hurting just like day one. But at this point, like, it's much better, definitely much better compared to the last few days. It doesn't bother me as much.
Word. How was the city otherwise? We'll move it on to Daz, but how was New York back home?
Hot, human, loved it. Got a chance to meet up with a lot of people out there.
Smell like piss everywhere. Get that New York piss.
Yeah, you get the fucking dumpster trash piss. Hot garbage juice. July. The hot July garbage juice smell. There you go. Oh, yeah, and let me just throw in a shameless plug real quick. I got the bundle packs up if anybody's interested. They're on cbizarre.com/premium. They're available now. I probably got like 20 left. These are going to be all the Spritzer Femme Cross. Not all of them, but a large chunk of the Spritzer Femme Crosses if anybody was interested in checking those out.
What's it, like a pre-release thing?
Yeah, it's a pre-release tester thing. I put like a few strains together from all the ones that I release. And I'm not telling anybody what anything is because if people want to test, then why do they need to know?
Like, as far as these bundle packs, they won't know what they're getting?
They won't know what they're getting. Everything's going to be labeled A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then like there's going to be a bonus seed that's only going to be available in the tester pack. I don't have enough to release, like to sell. If anything, I might release it on a special occasion somewhere else, but I don't have enough to release.
Is that one labeled as a special one that won't be released or anything so people know to hang on to that one if they really like it?
It's got one seed in a different vial than everything else.
Gotcha. Right on.
So that one, get your tester bundles right now, cbizarre.com/premium. If anything, there's only about 20 left.
Slide to your right, Mr. Daz. Keep the microphone where it is. So there you go.
It's only game. Thanks for the subscribe.
Yeah, thanks for the subbage. All right, everybody, here is Daz, and welcome to the show, Daz, once again, our most frequent favorite guest.
Thanks for having me.
Mistakes were made. That's all I can say. Mistakes were made, man. So give us this update status of what's going on. We saw saw your IG. You were chucking plants out of tents this morning.
Yeah.
You're having a dog pissed on your Puffco kind of week too, sounds like.
I mean, it was up and down today because I saw the Jeremy post on the smoke report on Build a Soils YouTube page. I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome. Then flew in last night and get to the warehouse today. I was like, oh, this isn't so awesome, but it all evens out. So, I don't really know. Mistakes, I don't even know if they were made, how they were made, what the mistakes were, but what you saw me chopping and tossing out were 8 of the reversals from the first batch of reversals that were selected out of like 120 plants or something that are not fully reversing. And I've been back and forth between Maine and here a fuck ton of times, and I don't know what's been going on, but I know my plants like me, my ladies like me to be there with them, so I was like, fuck it, this isn't to my quality. I mean, they're half reversed, they're not like where they should be, and if it was just one or two out of there, I'd say, okay, well, those are just harder to reverse. But it was all of them, and yeah, everything else, they were healthy as could be. I mean, those auto pots make monsters, they just blow up. Everything was good with the soil. They look great. Everything was good, other than the fact that they weren't fully reversing. And I don't want to waste the time or any more effort and like have something half-assed. Fuck it, let's cut it down and start fresh. And
seems like autos in particular are such a timing-based thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And like, so I was trying to time everything out properly. And if you've been following along, you know the dates got pushed back. I came out here, started seeds, and then we got pushed back about a week, so that delayed things and delayed transplants the first time.
Just blame me. Go ahead. Just say it's my fault.
Caesar ran long in the warehouse a week, which pushed Daz back a week. But then we also had construction pushed back like 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. Oh, so it's not only my fault. So.
Oh, no. That's about everything. But,
no, he tried to start his plants in the warehouse with like nothing built yet. Also, the wrong tents arrived. Like, we can go through all of the mistakes that were made. But it's also to ensure a better product in the end for the most part. You know what I mean?
But the growing pains of setting up any new spot. But
that's kind of what I was going to say, is it seems to me that one of the hardest things a breeder can do is relocate and try to keep things on schedule without missing a hitch or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, just keep everything flowing. Like, I'm going to relocate all the way across fucking America or whatever. But I'm also going to keep my drop dates and move everything I need to be moved and continue to do it all. And in this case, I think you tried to do basically keep both operations running simultaneously and start a new one, but the newer one was kind of lagging at the start, so it was like a little bit trickier. But yeah, I mean, I can sort of relate because I've never really seen breeders be able to transition across the country, if you will, and then all of a sudden like hit their traditional drop dates as always.
It's sure.
Like, there's always a growing pain in a new facility, and it's way harder, I think, to relocate and keep your drops alive. But I guess this is a roundabout way of me kind of saying, looks like your traditional Halloween drop is probably going to be pushed back, and we don't even know the date, but it's going to be pushed back, and you're going to kind of restart the project to make sure it's done proper, That's what I can see. But yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I could have used these plants. Like, I definitely could have, but it's not, it wasn't the quality that I wanted to put out. Things weren't as happy as I would have liked. I mean, sure. Can't even say that. I wasn't as happy.
Well, it's the timing thing. I think that's the most crucial because, as auto folks know, I'm sure many of them are watching, as auto folks know, transplanting autos is a touchy thing.
Oh, sure.
Because if you don't transplant at the right time, if that taproot starts hitting the bottom, like, you trigger your auto process. So you got to transplant ahead of that. But also, breeding with autos is a trickier thing because it has much to do with timing of when you start to do reversals and everything else. And it's like, if you don't nail your timing windows perfect, you try to play catch up, which I feel like we were kind of trying to do in this case. And we can be frank. I mean, I was helping on this project. Like, is in the new warehouse that we built and everything else. And I'm certainly involved in helping. And we ran into some issues. Well, I have some pictures actually, but some plants just started doing some shit that, I mean, I have no shame in showing everybody. Yeah. It was just like, I don't know what the fuck happened. It seemed like one after the other, plants started doing some shit that I've never seen before. And I have 20 years of growing experience. I know you do too. And it was just sort of like, what in the fuck is going on here? But yeah, it's like that was starting to kind of throw us off a little bit. And then, like I say, the idea that the timing of the plants wasn't syncing up right is just puts a bunch of pressure on, like, can we force it through and make it work? And probably could, and got much less seed. And then it had a crazy drop that breaks the website because there's fucking 50 packs of everything.
Right.
Or it's like, go back, reset, do it proper. Make sure you have the healthiest plants, healthiest selections to move through with something you're more comfortable with, which, you know, that's something that I don't think we talk about very much as growers or breeders or even commercial cultivators. It's like, man, we make mistakes too. We fuck up all the time. We scrap rooms. It's the shit we don't post on Instagram. Instagram is a fake reality where everything is perfect world, right? We go into tents sometimes and it's like, ew, like, what the fuck? Like, that's not looking good. Or, oh, there's bugs on that bad. It's like, I'm not going to take a picture of a spider mite plant and post it online and be like, check it out, guys. It's like, it's just,
it's for education purposes.
It's Maxim magazine for young girls that, you know, have unrealistic bodies. But in this case, it's fucking every plant is the sexiest plant you've ever seen. And these expert growers have never had any problems, blah, blah. It's like, no, we have problems just like the next guy, just like all of you guys that start some shit and all of a sudden it's like something funky's going on and then we got to suss it out and figure out what the fuck's wrong. And you start with your basics like air, light, environmentals, you know, water quality, pHs, stuff like that. And you start sussing through them. And if you can't figure it out, it starts to get like frustrating. You question your own abilities when...
Autos do that every single round. It's like they always keep me on my toes for sure, which is why it never gets boring and why I don't deviate from. I mean, it's so enjoyable to overcome the stuff. So we're definitely gonna work through this, and it's gonna be dope as fuck once we get it all set up for sure.
I have a question. Somebody was asking here as well. When is the perfect time to pollinate? Like as soon as it's showing, like pistils, or is like flowering, or is it right before? Because it's kind of a small window to.
I like to wait until there's a little bit of bud structure showing as well, some trichomes even. I do it a little bit later than most people do it, but I think that helps to determine the outcome of the overall bud before you actually finish flowering it out, just some of the early telltale signs, depending on what you're looking for.
Because when you're reversing like a clone-only photo, there's no parts that you don't see anything. You're still technically reversing it like day one of flower or something like that, right? Compared to autos where you're waiting for it to show, that's when you would reverse it.
Yeah, and that was part of the whole trick with transplanting as well, is like as soon as it shows, you have to transplant and then you have to start the spray right then and there. And the first time, or the only other time I've ever seen plants do what they did this time, was about a year and a half ago when what I thought was, and I still think this was what the problem was, because when I corrected it, it was fine. But my scale at the time had an auto tear feature. So as I was mixing or weighing out the STS ingredients, it would tear without me realizing it. And so I was overdoing the fucking spray and just crushing them with it. And the plants would just fold over and just die. They look like they're overwatered. And you pick them up and they'd be so light, like incredibly light. And you add a little bit of water thinking they're underwatered and they just fold over. So I've tried underwatering, I've tried overwatering. Jay was doing the same thing here. We had some go, and he was like, I added some water. I was like, all right, well, the next ones, just let them go dry and see, you know, for science sake, if we can kind of isolate what's going on.
So is it the recipe
that you think
it's
is
the same recipe I've used my entire life. Like, it's the literally the same exact stuff, the same ingredients from the same manufacturers.
So what do you think is causing all that to happen at an accelerated rate now compared to when you were
and
doing
again,
it
again, it didn't happen on all the plants this time. Oh, okay. It only happened on, I'd say, probably a third or so of them. But the only other thing which I was using back when it happened last year, too, was like an electronic rechargeable auto sprayer, so I don't have to sit there and hand pump squeezing like a little Mr. Bottle spray bottle to spray the plants down with the SDS. I had one that you just hold the trigger and it just goes. And it's literally, I used the same, not the same model, but the same idea, the same principle of an electric one last time when they were doing it. And I stopped and switched back to a manual sprayer and changed my, got a new scale, rebought the same ingredients from the same manufacturer, mixed it up, and everything was good to go after that. So I'm wondering if it has something to do with that electronic sprayer.
Sure, that's saying it's so... Kind of just to jump in is like I put the pictures on the screen, and just to be frank, I don't think a lot of growers or breeders would show you their mistakes like this or unclear what's happening here. But yeah, so what I think you're kind of alluding to is the sprays and the STS. And a couple of times I helped out, and you were out of town. You're like, hit them with the STS. So we did, and essentially everything would look fine. But when we come in the morning, the plants would like very rapidly get to this state where they're super wilted out, and like. We went through every like thought that we could have. Like, is it too much spray? Is the spray leaching into the soil? Is it something to do with the electronic sprayer? Is the chemicals or the whatever the mix that we're mixing too strong or too weak? Are those chemicals old or new? Mm-hmm. Like, is the scale wrong? We changed scales a couple times. Like,
yeah, I've tried to get things to come in and sort it out for us at this point.
Things that have worked traditionally for years. All of a sudden aren't working. So and then when you start, you know, trying to eliminate variables, you're going, what the fuck, but you still can't isolate what the fuck's happening. But to describe what you're seeing on your screen is basically the center picture in the back left, you obviously see super wilted plants, which happen almost overnight. And I couldn't really pinpoint exactly what's happening other than the one thing about it is if you water these plants, they would immediately die because they're actually not uptaking any water. They're drowning as is. Which
was
a simple test.
Before the autopot was even turned on.
Yeah, this isn't even an autopot. This is a hand water situation. So it's like, well, and you might think, oh, it's super overwatered. It's like, trust me, I know not to overwater.
Right.
These plants also hadn't get water for like 5 days, but immediately the next day, like, get real shitty all of a sudden. So the one plant I gave a spit of water, one plant I let try to dry out and see what happened. They both almost died at an equal rate. Mm-hmm. And it's like almost once this process starts, it was going rapid, but the strangest thing about this is we set up half a dozen tents, and I would say we lost a good 6 or 7 plants to this, and it seemed to be happening every 4 or 5 days. Another one would just go, and it's like, well, it's not environmental because the entire room would do it, or all the tents would do it. It's not something with the mix of the soil or anything because all the plants would do it at the same time, unless it's a weird time release thing possibly, but there's a lot of variables in what you do sometimes, even when you have a heady mix, and you, like I say, the longer you've been growing, the more shit you start adding to it because you've built this super heady mix. But when you start seeing troubles like that, you literally just eliminate shit and go back to like the bare bones and try to suss it out. But I guess we're showing it too because I'm interested what the chat has to say, the comments on YouTube. If you guys have ever experienced a weird like wilt like this where it looks overwatered, and we did think about H2O2, a little bit of oxygen and like hydrogen peroxide or oxygenating the water to give it, but really, it just seemed like it was on a course for death, and I was pretty convinced it had something to do with the spray, but at the same time, I've sprayed since, and the plants look pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of got once bit, twice shy sort of thing, where you sprayed and then didn't want to spray anymore.
I sprayed heavy, and then I didn't want to spray, and then I sprayed real light, and then the reversals weren't even that great also, so it was just like, man, sometimes, this is when we talk about mistakes were made, sometimes you just want to pull the plug, because it's like, it just... it's not progressing the way that we know it should.
Right.
And it's like, you know, there's a point where you force it and there's a point where you say, fuck it, and you go backwards, and then you get on a podcast and tell all your all your customers you're fucking sorry Halloween drop's not coming until like maybe February.
I don't know.
When it comes to the autos, have you noticed with one specific strain, will certain ones be more finicky than other ones? Like out of, let's just say, grape crinkle or something like that. Mm-hmm. Are you going to see ones that are less resilient, more resilient, like how you would in like photos and stuff like
that? As far as reversing or just in general?
Like say with this right now, like you got like 4 plants right there. One of them looks overwatered. Do you notice that like, would the whole strain react a certain way, or is it just going to be certain phenos that react a certain way like that?
Seen multiple strains across the board. We're doing it randomly.
Yeah.
And there's some questions in the chat that I got to look at the roots, which is one thing I did. I took it and I dumped it out and I cut into the root ball and I looked at many layers, and we had fresh white roots reaching towards the bottom of the pot that looked great. And then towards the center, we had a little bit browner roots. But that was more because the transplant, we believe, was late little bit.
If you look at that post that I made on Instagram, in the background, one of the plants I'm not cutting down is one of the transplants that was stunted from the delays and everything, and me trying to still save it and pot it up further along than it should have been. And those that had stayed in the small pots kind of got underwatered and overwatered and really put through a little bit of a torture test. So. And in those, I did see a little bit of brown as I was doing the transplants anyway, but it wasn't, there was zero,
slime.
Slime, yeah, exactly. That's what nothing, I was looking for, mucus.
Was some sort of slime.
Same. I've experienced root rot many times in the past. That's why I quit doing deep water culture.
Funky, it was smell. Everything seemed legit, but that's why this is a fucking mystery to me. I was just like, dude, I've grown weed for a long time, and I've never seen plants keel over and die, and I can't suss out what the fuck's happening. But at the same time, we STS these plants, which...
And it's not HLV, for whoever might be thinking that. There's random plants that are just dying and dying. Hop latent virus.
I gotcha.
Yeah, so random people think that, it's just going to die like that. Just dud it out. Oh, it's HLV.
No. Right.
Yeah, the reversals in the first tent that were transplanted the soonest, the most on-time ones, I mean, they blew the fuck up in the autopots. They were huge. They smelled amazing. They left grease all over my hands as I was trimming them.
You could tell the system will work.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? But it also, to be fair, it's still not totally done. We had our HVAC done, and we still don't like it. We're like, we need more suck, and we need to direct this air a different direction. And there's still work to do, which, if you ever owned a grow room, it's always still something to change and tweak and make better. But for the most part, it's set up and ready to rock, and you can see the potential of the autopots, and those plants are exploding, and it's like, holy shit, the autopot system will work.
Oh, yeah.
But it does concern me because it looks like overwater in a scenario, even though those pots, to be clear, were not in autopots, but or in the autopot system yet, with the trays weren't flooded by any means. But it's just like, wow, I'm just a little bit sussed. They're scared to put out in fucking autopot where you start doing a wick system on it, and they're already showing overwater this or that. So, I mean, there's a learning curve. I've never used autopots. I'm not talking bad about autopots at all, but it's like, if I have to kill half a dozen plants to figure out how this system works, so be it. You know, this is what I call education, and this is how I learn. But at the same time, usually I can pick up on the problem and go, okay, let's fix it. Let's try this. I'm looking at this going, buy all new chemicals, start new seeds, buy all new fucking tents, I don't really know,
I love the concept of the autopot, though. I mean, just seeing
it's
looks
so
pretty
simple.
Cool.
It's, again,
gravity-based system, there's no electricity to fuck things up. It's just very simple,
I'm kicking myself for not doing it sooner. That's a game changer for sure.
How many days can you go without, looking at it? If you need to leave town for a week, are you good? Because as long as there's water in the res?
Yeah, as long as there's water, in the res, I'd imagine. So I haven't done that at all. I've done two, almost three runs, I'd call it, with those now. And I was very hands-on, checking nonstop, just because I was skeptical of it. And I was like, are these going to overwater? They're literally just sitting in water. This can't possibly work. But, man, the plants got huge even after the transplants. They were just giant. Right. And you saw the tent today, and there's nine spots in one of those trays, and there's no chance you can grow. It's a four plant type situation in those, because
possibly
it just gets so
five
damn
big. But you'd have to, the way those autopots explode, I was raising that light. I think I raised that light three times over the past 10 days, and then when you came and looked at it, it was still crammed into the light again. I was just like,
it was a plant that was
I was saying, I keep moving that light up and it just keeps growing right into that fucking light. So they grow monsters. I can tell right now they'll grow fucking absolute monsters, which is actually perfect. It's just, we kind of have to suss out that little issue going on. And
that also, kind of forces me to do these small pots into the transplants, even though I'm working with FEM stock, just because, I mean, we started 120 seeds to try to get, we had 27, 26 up there, and out of those, I was hoping to get five to actually use for pollination. Right. So it's you can't possibly fit that many up there in the auto pots, just because...
Yeah, you start enough to potential have reversals or whatever. And that's the other thing, is just to be clear, all the plants in the warehouse didn't die from some mystery that we don't know. It's we lost a few plants of a huge batch that we were trying to isolate down to four or five strains.
Right.
And more so, it seemed to be we were messing up the timing more than anything. So it was just like this, the timing is not right. Mm-hmm. Plus we have a back end mystery issue that we haven't solved. So it's like, let's just think about this, slow it down, set it, reset it, not rush to try to, you know, meet that Halloween.
Yeah, demands. That was really what I was doing, was just putting added pressure on myself for you guys, because I don't want you to be disappointed by not having a drop at Halloween. I know I've kind of set that bar for myself, and I warned you guys last year there might not be one, not knowing any of this was going to transpire. But
sure.
Yeah, definitely
you have these
don't
epic,
know when the next drop's going
to
be.
You have these epic Halloween drops every year that everyone looks forward to, for people who are not familiar. And I'm sure the auto people will be a little bit bummed, but they'll also be totally, you know, I'm sure understanding and relieved to know that, you know, there's a drop coming around the corner of that, and it's going to be quality, and, you know, we're sussing it out, and it's not something that we won't be able to fix either. I'll say, you've been successful out here in Colorado many times before. It's not like, you know, moving here is going to throw you for a total loop. It's just...
I just need to be out here full time. Like, I can't half-ass it going back and forth and then put it on other people to do shit, because I apologize for putting that pressure on you too. Like,
I mean,
I know you're taking it on your shoulders as well right now.
I definitely felt like I took it on the chin a little bit when it was just like, man, this is, you know, some of these plants aren't, I'm sending you pictures being like, bro, I have an issue here and I'm not sure what to do. And I was just like, I've not really had this issue in my life. And you're kind of like, I don't really know what to do either. So it was just like, fuck, I feel like I'm letting you down on this one. But at the same time, like, we're building it. You're growing in the middle of a construction project. There's literally HVAC guys working over the plants with like putty mud and shit. Like, it's just not the ideal way to start something, because we're trying to keep it on a schedule that was unrealistic. So it's like, when you start something in an unfinished grow, and not to mention, like, I have another side that I'm trying to work on and a whole other warehouse that we do for, you know, like the business. So it's just like, yeah, I'm more than happy to jump in and help. Felt like I did everything right, but at the same time, just like, you know what, I might have killed all this dude's plants somehow, and we're going to have to restart this shit and fucking... But in a weird way, I'm relieved, because I know we'll get it straight.
Yeah, it's just like, be amazing.
I was given 0.25% because I'm over somewhere else doing shit, and you're given 0.25% because you're flying, you know, JetBlue's fucking every 3 days on red eyes. So it's like, we slow things down, do it, you know, where it's not so stressful. There's no pressure of deadlines on ourselves, and just get back to breeding for fun for the most part.
Yeah.
As opposed to trying to hit these deadlines. We know people want to know, like, or especially auto people. They're always like, I need more, because they need more seeds. But they're also, I mean, they're fiending all night owl, all they can do, even dark owl, some stuff. So it's just like, rather than rush anything, we'd rather do it for fun for ourselves and make sure that, you know, it's happy and fun. And then all of a sudden pass that on to you guys. So there's even good karma in them beings, not this weird rush pressure shit that we wanted to fulfill a void in the market or some shit. It's like, no, fuck that. Let's just go at our own pace and not put our own pressure on. At least that's my thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, it will be a well-oiled machine once we work through all this, but yeah, fuck the pressure of the drop, and we're going to do it right the way we've always done shit and just keep it moving forward. This is, like I said, just a growing pain, and we're going to work through it and figure it out. And yeah, no more electronic spray bottle. That's the next variable to cut out. Got new ingredients on the way yet again. I was going to... Well, I won't even say that. We'll hold off on that for now. But
if you fuck it up next time, let me do it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. See, I heard that.
Caesar's got his own STS recipe that he's had a lot of success with. And what'd you say, 20,000 you'll give it to me for? So we're not on speaking terms right now outside of the podcast.
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding.
But no, yeah, that's the thing that makes you question your tried and true recipe that you've used for decade, but all of a sudden, I don't think you should change anything. You already know everything that works. It's
of course not. We're
go going, back to the basics, slow it down, do everything the right way. And
that's it. Be here, spend time with them like I do. Like, I just can't, doesn't work trying to do both at the same time. So, and again, I know I put unrealistic pressure on everybody else that tries to work with me. I've had, you know, multiple people that I've tried to work with, and it just, for one reason or the other, doesn't work. And so... thank you for you did do everything right. Like, I don't want you to feel any sort of way like you didn't do anything or you fucked up. Like, you did everything exactly as it should have been done. It was just the timing and me not being able to be back and forth with the shit as frequently or as often as I could, and me not being out here as soon as I should have been. So we tried.
Yeah, I appreciate all that, but at the same time, I definitely, it's some of the things were left in my hands, and I'm just like, I didn't. And you came back to, you know, I don't know what the good analogy would be. It's like, you gave me your puppy, and you came back, and it was fucking dead. And I was like, I fed it as much as I could feed it, and it just fucking, yeah.
You can't say a puppy.
I'm just saying, that's what it feels like sometimes. It's intense. But yeah, either way, it's like, yeah, I don't know. But I do think it's like a thing when you build pressure. It's like, it's just better to release that pressure and, like I say, do it for fun rather than the other way around. But yeah. I think it's an interesting podcast or take on a podcast when it's like, well, let's go live and tell everybody we fucked up, because I don't really think you're going to see many breeders being like, all right, let's just talk about how we fucked up and show pictures of it. And it's, you know what I mean? And we're going to restart shit. It's like, but that is probably the safest thing we can do. And it shows, you know,
this is real life here. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like growing and breeding and everything, the timings of things plus real life in the background. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, it's, you know, sometimes you get behind a day or two on this or that. And particularly in the world of autos, you better have your timing right. And everything from your personal life to your fucking whatever, you're like, you know, finances to everything, so you can dedicate the next certain amount of time to like not missing windows. When I'm talking about large scale plants, it's like, it's one thing if you have a tent, okay, you got to spend a couple hours down there, but it's like when you got to do a whole warehouse of shit, all of a sudden timing becomes very, very crucial. And the larger you grow, the harder things get. And I would say autos are a little bit trickier than everything else that I've ever had to fuck with, but probably more rewarding too, though.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, holy shit, when they pop off, it's like,
that's awesome. There's nothing like it.
But yeah, I don't know. Let's give away some free shit. Caesar, do you have a pack?
I'll make one.
Let me see if I can put you on the old screen. There you go. Brick wall.
Oh, it's my turn to give something away. All right, let's see.
I'm giving away so much shit on this show. Now I'm just going to like make everyone else give away shit.
I'm going to randomly search. And this is going to be for a Seed Bazaar Premium member. Is there any way for us to know if you have a list of Seed Bazaar Premium members?
Not easily accessible.
All right, it doesn't have to be right now, but you have a list? Like, is it possible?
I can figure it out,
Cool. So this giveaway is going to be for a Seed Bazaar Premium member. If you weren't a Seed Bazaar Premium member, you better hurry up and become one, because there's going to be a lot more giveaways.
Premium whore lately, yeah. Caesar's premium whore lately, and just letting everybody know.
Oh, man. This one is the Skittles Snowman number 3 to the Spiritzer. This one is
that was the strain of the week?
That was the number 5. This is the number 3. This one was the one that was harder to keep around, but this one was the one that's crazy triked out, like really resinous.
What do they got to do to win? They got to be a premium member, and they got to email. We want to do email, or how do you want to do it?
They got to be a Seed Bazaar premium member. Do you have all the information on the Seed Bazaar premium side?
Like probably, email and stuff like that. Yeah, probably.
All right, cool. So
we'll randomly, their email at least. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll randomly pick somebody in the Seed Bazaar premium member list. Not going to be giving these away for people that aren't supporting the channel or anything like that. So definitely think about becoming a premium member in the future if you want to get.
So it's free shit with conditions. Yeah, thanks with conditions for, this week
for not supporting by watching.
But yeah, if anything, this is Skittles Snowman number 3 across the Spritzer. This is the first time I'm actually going to be releasing these. I haven't given these out to nobody yet. So this would be a first chance at getting these before anybody else.
So how do they win?
It's going to be a random person.
You're just going to pick a random
premium? It's going to be a random person in a Seed Bazaar premium.
All right, one of the weirdest giveaway free shits we've ever done.
Should I?
I mean,
I can. I mean,
I feel like you're just not going to give it away if it's like, I'm just going to give it away to a random
I'll pick. I'll post it next week. I've been bad about that lately. But yeah, I'll post the winner. If you want me to randomly pick a Seed Bazaar premium member, we can do that.
Yeah, I'll just look
at right, Dez, number. Dez, you want to give away a pack that like the normal way, the good way?
Sure.
I don't know how you want to do it. We'll
pick a number and they email that the number of the email. Is that what we do usually?
Normal shit. Here you go. Hold on.
Absolutely. It's free! We'll do two today. Two packs of the 91 banana regs.
That was the big one. The big sold out one.
Yeah, we'll do number email what? What's the email?
DarkHorseGeneticsLive@gmail.com. What number?
We'll do number 31 and number 71.
That's going to go fast. 31 and 71. And what do they have to write in the subject line?
91 bananas.
91 bananas in the subject line. Send an email to DarkHorseGeneticsLive@gmail.com. And the what'd you say, the 91 and the 31?
31 and 71.
31 and 71. 31st and 71st person will win 91 bananas auto regs from Daz.
I see someone asking out of the wild card. What's up, buddy? Spritzer auto coming. He's about to do a pollination on something here.
It's funny somebody mentioned that, but I don't know about the auto coming anytime soon.
More work to do, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to get to that point. And which one did you give me?
White Stomper version 1. It was the Walter White cross the Tyrone Stomper photo with the recessive auto. Then that's one of the autos from that group.
So I'll be throwing Spritzer pollen onto that, and that'll be what, fast Spritzer or quick Spritzer or something like that.
Let's call it that, F1 fast version.
So it's going to take a while to get to auto.
Let me do an ad read real quick, and we'll pretty much get out of here. All right, Grower's Choice. Grower's Choice sponsored this program. They sent me an ad read. I like to read it for you guys because they support us, and you should support them by hearing me out.
Yeah, their lights are killer.
Like, they really are. I'm really, really liking them. But he has an energy rebate deal going on that he wants people to know. So just wanted to bring this up. Apparently this is happening. These energy rebates, the energy companies have been given grants that need to be distributed before year's end, and many are offering crazy savings in rebates coast to coast. Growers Choice have already saved tens of thousands of dollars in rebates for commercial facilities using Growers Choice LEDs in states like Colorado, Michigan, Oregon, California, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. If you're interested, shoot them an email at rebates@growersc. So it's I'm going to spell it because it's kind of a weird email. rebates@growersc.com. Okay? Hit them up and visit their website, growersc.com, or you can fill out on the rebate. There's a rebate pop-up on the website you can fill out. If you like, tell them Dark Horse sent you. Thank you, Grower's Choice. We appreciate you sponsoring the show.
And you know what? I think we should start tying in, not that I'm part of your podcast, but...
Almost. You're here. You're probably the most frequent guest, bro, and the most requested guest.
We need to start tying this into to IG somehow, too. So I'll give away 2 more packs of 91 bananas to people that go on the night.owl.seeds page. And I think it's the most recent post with Jeremy talking. But I keep going back and forth with IG about stuff. But if you just leave a comment saying it's just hemp, I'll pick 2 people from that. Like, yeah, it's just hemp. Just go type that, post that over there in the comments section. I've got an email into them right now trying to give them all the verification and all the test results and everything they need to stop fucking with me. So
you want to... Oh, I got an idea. We should spam Jeremy's latest YouTube video.
Oh, that would be good, too. In the comments. All right, so 2 packs to Instagram there. Then, yeah.
What do you want him to say in the comments? Dark Horse Live?
Well, shit, that might be like, well, what the fuck is this?
Jeremy would be like, what the fuck's going on?
I mean, sure, if you want. Yeah. You can give away some stuff for that. I'm not going to fuck with
I'm not going to fuck with Jeremy's fucking show. But no, yeah, I don't know. You should tell, if you guys don't know, we should talk about it real quick. Jeremy from Build the Soil has a great YouTube channel. I think it's just called Build the Soil, but search it. And he has tons of information. He owns an awesome company that distributes all kinds of products that you can make and mix your own soil. Plus he has soil mixes that he's made and created and crafted. But he has a really smart guy out here in Colorado, out in the kind of the boonies. But if you guys need info or you want to see a really cool grow of Night Owl from start to finish, and he just did the smoke report today, you were saying. So, and it's got tons of views already. It's a huge channel, way bigger than this one. But yeah, if you don't know about it, go check out Jeremy's channel. Tell them Dark Horse sent you. Politely,
yeah.
So he likes us, and check out that they're giving smoke reports on strawberry milk and cookies and shit. But I mean, I can only imagine how has the email been or whatever. Is it blown up from that series? I imagine you've gotten people.
I've had a couple of people definitely say they're here for the soil, but I still think they were kind of all waiting for the smoke report to really jump in. Like that was. I don't know, the whole time he was like, but we're going to have to wait and see how it smokes.
Exactly.
And
how does it smoke? That's the final thing. Everyone's like, looks all right, but how does it actually smoke?
Yeah, and now the shop's closed.
Perfect timing. As soon as he just stoked everybody up, we're chopping plants down. Yeah,
that's exactly. Amazing. Are you doing a giveaway on that? You going to give away a couple packs? Going to say Dark Horse Century? You want me to give away a couple
if
packs?
If you want me to, I'll give away some. It's how about a giveaway fucking kind of day? I thought I was going to skate out of here without giving anything away, but how about... we give away a pack of Symbiote.
A what?
Symbiote.
Okay.
symbiote fucking, yeah, Bruce Banner across Thanos, Bruce Banner. Really dank strain, big nugs. It's fire. I don't have any pictures off the top of my head, but if you go to, what do you want him to say?
Where?
Go to...
Build a Soil?
Build the Soils.
Don't you want to say Dark Horse sent you?
Yeah,
sent
something me? Like Dark Horse sent me. Yeah, Dark Horse sent me to Build the Soils comment section of their latest Strawberry Milk and Cookies review or whatever.
Just
it's
say
called.
Dark Horse sent me. That's way too much.
That's all I'm saying. Dark Horse sent me, but okay. Telling you where to find it. You have to go to Jeremy's latest YouTube yeah. video of the review of Daz's Night Owl. What's the name of the title of the video? I can't remember.
I think it's like season 10 Smoke Report or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, Smoke Report, the latest one, but they're smoking strawberry milk and cookies. That's why I want you to go to that video and comment Dark Horse sent me, and I'll pick one random person over there.
I'll give away two on there too for you of the 91 bananas. So that's six packs total.
Giveaways happening I'll in Jeremy's away. Comments.
I'll give away some more shit.
Caesar wants to give away something in Build the Soils comments.
Sure, I guess. Why not?
What do they got to type in Build the Soils comments? I have to approve this message.
You have to approve this message. Okay. Damn. I don't know now. You put me on the spot.
Yeah, okay. You just want to give it away traditional way?
I'll just give it away the regular way. Yeah.
Right. Pressured them.
Oh, man.
All right. Normal way. Email. What do they have to write? What number?
Let's see. The 42nd person to email NYCEEDS, NYCEEDS, will get these Element Z number 5 to Spritzer.
Word.
All right, so that's 31, email number 31 for 91 bananas, email number 42 for New York Seeds.
But they have a different subject line.
Right. Yeah. Email 71. I'm just saying that's for you.
Yeah, I got you. I have to go back and rewatch the video to figure all of it out. But yeah, I got it.
Then the IG thing was go to night.owl.seeds. And on my most recent post, just write, it's just hemp. And I'll pick two people from there. And then on the most recent Build a Soil video, Dark Horse sent me. You'll pick a winner and I'll pick two winners from there.
Wildcard said, tell Jay people want to see Banner 3 in auto. And Marathon OG auto grown by Build a Soil next.
Yeah.
That's not a bad comment, but no, I can't go backwards on my words now. They've already gone. I'm sure they've already went. But we'll keep that as it is. But yeah, I don't know. That's a healthy comment too. If you want bonus points, tell them to grow Bruce Banner auto and Marathon auto from Dark Owl Seeds, the collab between Daz and myself. But word, I think we can get out of here unless we want to give away more. We literally gave away a shit ton of shit, so if we don't push end, we're just going to keep giving away shit because we ran out of shit on my list.
Yeah, if anything, the more shit I give away...
left to talk about.
For every $100 you spend on Dark Horse Genetics or my older stock that is on seedbazaar.com/premium, you will be able to get some testers. Well, not testers, just freebies. I will be able to send you guys some free fems. I haven't really released them or put them out to sale yet. They're going to go through the testing phase first. I'll be releasing them probably around December or January. But if you want to get some before anybody else, every $100 you spend on Dark Horse Genetics or on my stuff, you'll be able to get three seeds.
While supplies last.
While supplies last, no limit. So you can buy $10,000 worth and I will keep honoring it.
Yes, Clinton, sir. Aussies are welcome.
NY Seeds is the word you type in and you send it to Dark Horse Live. What's the email you sent it to?
DarkHorseGeneticsLive@gmail.com. Okay. It's in the bottom scrolling ticker.
42nd person.
Yep.
Thank you guys all for your patience and yeah, for whatever, sticking it out with us as we go through these growing pains. But I'm telling you, it's all going to be worth it soon here. So keep sticking with us. Good things coming. And yeah, thank you, Jay. I appreciate you for everything. Honestly, thank you.
Yeah, buddy. We're going to do a little reset and fucking kick ass. But we'll be back. Like I say, I appreciate everybody coming. Daz, thanks for coming and sharing the darkest secrets of that we're not all the greatest weed growers in the world. And sometimes we have problems and we have to sort it out. And it's hard to spread yourself thin and grow weed across the country in two different spots or do it properly.
Yeah.
And also get sleep in between. But, cool. I think we're out of here. Appreciate you guys, Caesar, Daz. Enjoy the soulful sounds of Stone Ninja. Same bat time. Same bat channel next week. Peace, everybody.
Little pale white gay fish, come sit on my shoulder today. Little gay parrot fish, sit on my shoulder today. and make me a fried shrimpy dish with some soy sauce, baby. And as the beat drops, super, super fries. Super fried egg roll, triple fry, fry rice. Triple fry rice, baby. 2-for-1 egg roll. Super triple fry rice, triple fry rice, baby. Don't forget the soy sauce. Chan, chan, chan.
There's my gay fish song, dudes. What?